Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the community radio for the North State. 7:05, January the 15th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, we have Bad Bob is with us today.
And good morning.
How are you, Bad Bob? Give me the weather over there, partner. Because we have a guest host today. And our guest host is Nicole Huber. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. As everybody knows, as Linda is taking a few weeks here to get all of her stuff done, getting all of her music catalog. She's trying to put it all back in, 30 years of music, and she's got a number of other things she's doing to restart and reinvigorate what we're doing there. As you all know, you're involved. You and your husband own Estate Granite.
Yes. We do. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yep. Okay. And so, Nicole, the other day, after she was forced into saying, well, Nicole, why don't you come on over here and get on the show and be our guest host here, our guest co-host. And you stood on the chair and was yelling and all that, especially when it came to weather. So what is the weather today?
Well, right now, it is extremely cold. It's 28 degrees cold. It is jacket weather. Tongue stuck to the pole cold outside this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
And you don't think that's true. Felony Bob's outside stuck to his car right now. We're going to have to run out there at the break and pour water on him. And it looks like it's going to be, it's going to get up to, I think today it's going to be getting up to, 59 degrees.
That's still cold.
And then 31 tonight. I mean, that is cold.
It's cold, but it's take off the layers, sunshine, warmth.
Okay, it's going to be coming back. Now, today we're going to have a number of people on. We're going to have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California, and then Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko. There's a lot of things going on in our town, though. We're talking about pot ordinances. We're going to talk about doing away with growing pot at all around here. Some unhappier news. Some news that could be good is the fact of the budget being balanced here in the state of California for the first time. But it's based on a bunch of ifs and a bunch of other good news that we have that we're going to be coming into. But as we do, we always start off with our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 13,476. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1466. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 19 points at 3,098. Some of the day's biggest movers, Coca-Cola off 16 cents, trading at 36.81. Pfizer down 20 cents at 26.54. Lowe's positive 39 cents, trading at 35.77. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric down 12 cents at $40.78. PepsiCo up a penny, trading at $71.30 per share. AT&T down 8 cents at $33.94. Over to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.82% and the 30-year bond 3%. For commodities, gold is up $9.90 an ounce at $1,679. Silver up 9 cents at $31 per ounce. Crude oil off 24 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. If you want to visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561. for some great advice from some very knowledgeable professional people that want to help. All right, Nicole, as I said, Nicole Huber is my guest host today, and Linda is, of course, on her sabbatical here for another week or so. And we're having guest hosts come in tomorrow, of course, John Dixon, Eric Wittstrom on Friday. And we'll just have it, you know, if you want, if you say, you know, I can do that job. I can do that. Just give me a call at 605-4565 after 9 o'clock, and we'll put your name down on the list. And, you know, we've asked different people if they want to. And it seems, you know what, it's really easy. You just sit here and talk. After watching Nicole at Anselmo's on Friday night, I said, you know what, you could go in and talk anywhere because you are a happy person.
I am a happy person. I believe that your attitude in general just really contributes to who you are as a person. So I choose a positive attitude.
And you choose to be happy.
I do. That's there's good. No other way.
Well, no, and that's one of the things we want to talk about, because there's some things today in the news that you just, you know, when it hits you and you think, oh my gosh, you know, how's this, you know, is it getting any better at all? And this is where you have to have that positive attitude.
Absolutely.
And you always have, since I've known you for the last 2 or 3 years, is Nicole's always had a smile on her face, and she does those things. She's not afraid to get out there and try stuff.
Oh, that's very true. I like trying new things.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to you about the giant food eating event, too, that you got involved in. But we'll talk about all that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
for the North State. Nicole Huber is my co-host today, and it took her a total of 2 minutes to do something nobody else has done in this studio, and that is completely unplug the her
Nicole
headphones.
Unplugged.
That's right, Nicole unplugged to unplug the head. You know what? Nobody's done that I've seen in going on four. It's starting our fourth year. Congratulations.
Thank you, Carl. You
that's
know,
how much
I,
energy she's
Grace, yes, and Grace is my middle name. Must I say, I am not one of the most graceful people out there.
Well, but your attitude's really good, because we're going to hit on some things today, and you have opinions about everything.
I do, most things.
Most things, okay. Shasta Board of Supervisors is meeting today, my friends, 9 o'clock. They're going to discuss a total ban of growing marijuana outside in the county. They could ban all outdoor grows, and I have I know a lot of people that live around grows, and they have nothing but complaints.
Right.
The smell, mm-hmm. Specifically the smell, and then the people and dogs and all this. And I understand this. And where does your rights to grow marijuana exceed the rights of your neighbors? And that's a problem I have there.
I agree. I don't know that bringing it inside your home is necessarily the best idea for, say, your family. But, there can be so many different bans on so many different things, and it's still going to happen outside. There's people that are still going to do it outside. It's a sense of respect amongst your neighbors and yourselves.
You know, that's good because, believe it or not, I know people that use marijuana, and it for medicinal purposes, mm-hmm. and it has worked for them. But let's face it, the vast majority of the people that get recommendations, it's got nothing to do with health. It's just got to do with, it makes them feel better. And that's, maybe that's okay too. People drink wine because it makes them feel better. But here's the thing. It's when the people that are growing this don't care about their neighborhoods,
right.
don't care about their neighbors. It's just unbridled growth, and it causes a problem. That's what has to be done. And here another
Absolutely.
Time is Bruce Ross something, or whoever the editorial wrote about, we've got laws out there right now. If it's legal to grow 3 plants for yourself, I mean, frankly, I've never used it. I don't know how much it takes. I mean, I really don't.
I really
probably
don't
either.
I don't.
Bad Bob, how much do you use it, say, in a week?
I have no idea whatsoever.
2 pounds? Sounds like you could use some.
Don't use.
How much marijuana does somebody use in, say, a year? I mean, I guess I know it depends on somebody, but is it 2 joints a day? Do you have to take the oil and rub it on your body?
I get a massage with pot oil.
I know the stuff that they grow now is order of magnitude more than the potency of the stuff they had.
Oh, no. That's what I heard.
School.
Yeah, I heard stuff that my buddies smoked back in the 60s is like children's. It's like
right.
children's pablum now. Because
that's oregano now.
It's oregano.
Put it on a pizza.
They probably do. You know what? That may explain why Mary's. No, okay. It's just so popular. No, I'm just kidding. The people at Mary's just make great pizzas is what it is. They do have that vegetarian pizza that I do see 8 or 9 guys laying their heads on the table and drinking beer afterwards, but I'm not sure. Anyway, just a joke. Come on, the people at Mary's are great. No, but here's the thing is, yes, some people do need it. So, okay, if I have the right to grow this much, should you be enforcing the rules that are already out there? That's the point. And then
Absolutely.
Sheriff Isenko, and he's going to be in here today, we need to ask him about this. How does he feel about it? Does he have the people to enforce? And how big a problem is this really?
Right. I'd like to know how big of a problem it really is. I haven't ever personally seen a plant. I couldn't even tell you how much.
Really?
Really? Except for on somebody's shirt.
Why don't you go down to our sales department? I think they've got 2 or 3 growing, and they're pretty good. So. No, I have only because I went out to Bob's house. He showed them to me. And I was out, and on a serious note, went up to, out toward Weaverville and that, what's that town you're heading back toward the coast? They had the real problem with the marijuana.
Hayfork and Hayfork in that whole area.
Well, mm-hmm. Hayfork, I went and talked to a lady whose house now was surrounded on 3 sides by marijuana grows.
Wow.
And she was literally in tears, a lifelong resident of this area, just literally in tears because dogs, gunfire. I mean, this was a major grows out there. I don't think you have that type of grow right here in the city limits, and because it's just, it would be too much. But it obviously has become enough of a problem that so many people are complaining they have to address it.
Right.
Well, they don't call that the Emerald Triangle for nothing.
Up there around Hayfork and all those areas?
That whole Mendocino, yeah. Trinity, and Humboldt County.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Nicole Huber. And we've gotten through our first break, and we're all here, and you've only pulled the...
wait till what comes next.
Okay, we can't wait till after the break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Americans, you know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:24 in the morning, Carl Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, but we have Nicole Huber here with us. We got three things we want to talk about before we have Sam Protas calling in. This is sad. The military suicide rate set a new record for last year. 349 of our servicemen committing suicide. It's the most ever. More than they were killed in combat in Afghanistan. And there's, you know, there's people coming home, people, you know, and this strikes across all ranks of the military.
Absolutely.
And so what's being done about this? We talk about welcoming them home. Why is it going like this? Multiple tours? I'm not sure. Some of them have never been in combat yet. Some of them have had one tour. What is it that's pushing us into the into suicide like that? Is there, you know, what kind of medications, if any, are
if
involved
any,
in this.
Right, and maybe not any, and just not feeling the confidence for the outreach, you know, or not knowing where to go for outreach.
Well, you know, and I'm sure that was true, but it has become such a problem that when we came back, this was 5 years ago, that, I mean, there was lectures, there were people available. It was clear that the Marine Corps wanted to, you know, that wanted to reach out and help, and yet the Marine Corps this year, after having declines for the last 2 or 3 years, jumped 50%. So I think they went up to like 48 or something. And but anyway, this is a huge problem. On the good side, after that, is Walmart has just said they're going to hire 100,000 veterans over the next 5 years, starting this Memorial Day.
That is amazing. That makes me actually want to go to Walmart, and that's big.
Well, it is, the fact is that part of this, I'm sure part of this feeling of hopelessness is they've come back. They spent 4, 5, 6 years in the military, and because of this drawdown, they can't stay in.
Right, and where
their whole life is, as far as they're concerned, is over.
Well, right, and how do you get back into, you know, everyday life is so completely different than what they've been experiencing.
It is, but, you know, and in some cases, I'd like to see how this is broken down to reserves, National Guard, and active duty. And I'll tell you why, is if you're in active duty, I mean, you stay there, you're with your mates that you went with over to in combat if you did deploy.
Right.
The people there that know you, the units, they're even keeping the units together after they get back for another 90 days, where before a lot of times you would just transfer out and go into another unit or something, you know, go and leave and then get transferred because or go to school, whatever, new assignments. They're holding them together for 90 days to see if that helps, you know, so that you have your group around you. It's almost like group counseling.
Right.
Now, National Guard and Reserves a lot of times will come back home. They get mustered out at their station, and then they all go, like, they may be right here in Reading, but they end up in Hayfork because they've gone home, back to their jobs. And I wonder if that has got a higher increase than just, say, ones on active duty.
The ones that stay.
We should be able to find that out.
I think we should look into that. It'd be interesting to see the results of
that.
Well,
obviously, there's not enough being done. I'd like to see if there is some kind of underlying current there, something that there, you know, touches a common thread along there, if anything, for this many suicides. I mean, we're talking about a lot of people, and the other thing is how does that compare with society too?
Right, right. What are the numbers there?
Yeah, because if society is, if this is like you have one suicide per 100,000. And society has 5 per 100,000.
That's still big numbers.
That's a lot. It seems like
it's just extremely sad that is what is going on for the people that have served our country, who have gone out there and done what, you know, I personally have not done for myself. Is you know, it's heartbreaking.
It is, and there's got to be, you know, right now we've got a 1 million case backlog in the. VA, trying to help people that have adjudicated problems, but they're trying to get it through the VA. That's ridiculous. And yet you don't see anything being said about I'm going to hire 1,000 new doctors. I'm going to hire, you know, 50,000 new employees at the, or 10,000 new employees at the VA to get them through like temporary help, like you do during tax season so we can clear this up.
Well, right. But that's also, not positive, but I believe the VA is government funded, correct?
Yeah.
So they have to have the government funding in order to hire all those people,
right.
And that's...
Well, the government, yeah, and the government's priorities obviously aren't with the veterans.
No.
They're with things like, let me think, spending $500 million on a failed solar farm, two or three of those. So, I mean,
right.
If we'd had that money, you could have probably cleared up that a little bit. But then again, we have our priorities. It's like the Democrats had with the Veterans Home up here. Their priority was not to open the Veterans Home. It was to fund schools for illegals, to have a train to nowhere. But now that we have a tax increase and we're going to have a budget surplus and all that stuff, and they say now they're going to open up the Veterans Homes. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for the crumbs off
great.
Your plate there, Governor Brown, and all the rest of you Democrats that are up there. You have a supermajority. I guess you could even take that money away. Nicole.
Yes.
Sam Paredes is calling in about guns.
Oh, let's talk guns.
You like guns?
Oh, I like guns.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Nicole Huber, Bad Bob, why are you sweating all of a sudden there? We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street after a round of economic reports gave a mixed view of the U.S. economy. Concern over the debt ceiling debate is also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Shares of Given Imaging are tumbling on news the Israeli medical devices maker is taking itself off the market. The company is no longer considering a sale or possible merger and will instead focus on its existing operating plan. Given Imaging also says its largest shareholder Discount Investment plans to sell its stake. On the upside, Radio Shack is jumping on news the electronics retailer will close its public mobile centers and Target stores when the contract between the two companies expires in April. An analyst at Stifel Nicolaus called the venture a money loser and believes Radio Shack will see the benefits of ending the agreement as early as the second quarter of this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Community radio for the North State. It is 7:35 in the morning at 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. But it seems like we're having some more problems with the streaming again. And we're getting ready to replace computers and probably a webmaster if he doesn't get it fixed here pretty soon. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical. And for a couple of weeks, my guest co-host is Nicole Huber.
Good morning.
Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Great coffee at Espresso Joe's, great prices, and of course they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town, and they support our veterans. Veterans get discounts there. They supported our community for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Nicole.
Yes.
The weather.
The weather. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is cold this morning. It is tongue stuck to the pole cold, so don't do it. 28 degrees out there this morning. Looks like we're going to get up to 59 with winds to 8 to 10 miles an hour today, so it's going to be a little brisk out there. Tomorrow, 65, but also a little bit of a breeze.
A little bit of a breeze there. Okay, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday nights is pizza. Friday, Saturday nights, of course, they have music, horseback riding. Sporting clays. The food is just outstanding. But if you want to go on out there, you're going to need a reservation most of the time. So it's 474-5546. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest for this half hour is Sam Paredes, who heads up the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Nicole Huber is my guest host. I don't know if you heard her guest co-host, but I don't know if you heard when I said we have the Gun Owners of California. And her comment, of course, is,
I love guns.
So, you know what?
I love you, Nicole.
Yeah, I know. Okay, are we in trouble, Sam? Or how bad are we in trouble, I should say?
You know, we are facing the biggest onslaught attack on the Second Amendment that has ever happened in the history of America, federally and here in the state of California. The fight is going to be more furious than ever before. So yes, we are in deep kimchi.
Do you think the Congress is going to? I think Congress will hold the line, but what's that do? It's on the national level. But then Obama said he could use executive order. What exactly? What kind of executive orders can he issue?
You're right. The fact that Congress, the reason that Congress will hold the line, and even the Senate will be very hard pressed to pass any of the measures that the president is proposing, is because we've been working for so long to elect pro-gun U.S. senators and United States representatives, like Doug LaMalfa, who we just sent back there, and Steve Stockman from Texas, who have committed to working with the House to hold the line and to defend the Second Amendment. Now, the president, through executive order, can do things that will make life very difficult for us and increase the cost of firearms and ammunition, but he cannot unilaterally take away our Second Amendment rights or ban guns in particular, anything like that.
How about magazine capacity?
He can't do that through executive order. That has to take a legislative action. What he can do, Carl, is that he can prevent the importation of foreign-made firearms that are sold here in America that have the capacity to hold what they consider a high cap magazine. So he can actually literally prevent Glocks, Sig Sauers, Heckler & Koch, H&K, FNs, Taurus, Belgian-made Brownings, literally all of the gun manufacturers that you know, Springfield XDs, all of the that are popular in America for personal protection and concealed carry and for recreational purposes, he can actually ban their importation.
So because they can hold magazines larger than 10 rounds, is that it?
Those that are made outside of the United States, he can prevent the importation of those magazines and the guns that hold them. What he can't do is stop the manufacturing of domestically made magazines and firearms. So we would still have Smith & Wesson and Ruger and Colt and the non-imported Springfields and Kimbers.
There's a lot of gun companies springing up in the United States also.
Yes, lots. And most of them, believe it or not, are working on the AR platform, the AR-15 platform, to build firearms based on that action. So it is the single most popular gun style or platform in America for all purposes, for home protection, for personal defense, for recreation, and for hunting.
Okay.
So that's the truth.
All right, Sam, we're going to take a break. When I come back, I'd like to talk about why people need a high-capacity magazine, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. Our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Nicole Huber's with me here and is also an advocate for the Second Amendment.
I definitely am. And, you know, listening to you, Sam, and hearing you say that, you know, the president's going to try and keep things being imported, then let's go USA. I mean, let's get this going here.
Amen.
If you can't import it, then we'll just make it here.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we used to do anyway. And, you know, the fact is that Ruger's running their plant, what is it, 24 hours a day? Have I heard that out in Prescott, Arizona, because they can't keep up with all the orders?
That's correct.
There's a reason for that.
Ruger running around the clock.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl Bott, Nicole Huber, and Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California.
Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25-to-1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:45 in the morning. This is Carl Bob with KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Linda's on sabbatical, but Nicole Huber's with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving in Shasta County since 2004 and assisting our seniors with transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of the employees of Home Helpers that are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need help? Give Sharon a call for a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. You know what? It may be that time when your parents or your loved ones, somebody in your family might need an assistance one day a week, 2 days a week. Give Sharon a call. She'll help you out. 530-226-8350. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Welcome back, Sam.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, when we left, we were talking about why do people need a high-capacity magazine. You like to take that one on?
Absolutely. You know, the negative connotation of high-capacity magazine has been politically driven. High-capacity magazines are normal-capacity magazines. Why should a law-abiding citizen not be able to have the same capacity to protect themselves, to defend their home, to recreate or to hunt that law enforcement has? You know, there are cases in Los Angeles where nine police officers fired 91 rounds. I'm sorry, six police officers fired 91 rounds at point-blank range at an assailant, and they hit him three times. They obviously needed the high-capacity magazines, and most of the time, law-abiding citizens are the ones who are in the act of defending themselves, and law enforcement comes in and takes a report. So if you have a family that lives out in a rural portion or even a suburban portion of the county, and somebody breaks into their home with intent to do harm, what right is it of anybody to say that you cannot have the most effective firearm and magazine to defend yourself? You have multiple assailants. Why should the law require you to have to change magazines in order to defend yourself? You know, 6,900 times a day, an American citizen uses a gun to defend themselves.
Now, how do we know that, Sam?
Oh, that was reported by Janet Reno when she was the Attorney General of the United States under President Clinton. They had to admit that because they've done the work to survey and to people throughout the country, and they know that to be a fact. They don't like that fact, and they say, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about, but that is the fact. You know, we have 11,000 criminal murders with guns every year. We have 33,000 deaths that occur on our highways. Why aren't these legislators who really want to save lives preventing us from driving any car that can drive more than 75 miles an hour? Because that's the legal limit anywhere in America. Why should people be allowed to own assault vehicles with high capacity gas tanks, you know, that can exceed the speed limit? It doesn't make any sense with automobiles nor with guns.
You know what I think, Sam? Yes.
Well, you know, also I think the whole magazine issue is, yes, in your home you should not be restricted to what your magazine can hold. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is attacking, say, a school or whatnot, a magazine is about a 2-second changeout if you're fluent in your gun. So no matter how many bullets it holds, you can continue to change out your magazine. It's absolutely bizarre that that's how they want to control it.
Nicole, you are absolutely correct. In the legislature, I've often threatened to go in and show them how quickly somebody can change a magazine, and 2 seconds to a trained operator is slow, actually.
Yes.
But you are correct. Here, the state of New York is passing a bill today that's going to limit its citizens to 7-round magazines. They have a limit of 10 right now, and they're going to reduce it to 7. Carl and Nicole, if you understand that here in California, we have 400,000 Californians who use guns to successfully defend themselves every year. Anything you do to make it more difficult to accomplish that, whether reducing their magazine capacity or making it more difficult to buy guns, you're going to take those people out of the category of successfully defended and you're going to put them into the category of victims.
Absolutely.
And that is the tragedy. All of the laws that concentrate on gun control will guarantee we will have more victims because, as you well know, criminals do not obey the laws.
Correct. It does not stop the criminals from being criminals. It's not
correct.
The gun's problem. It's the criminal's problem. It's
correct.
That's where the problem lies. It's not in what our weaponry is.
One of the things that people also is they see movies and they see these game shows or game videos and all that. That, you know, shooting, and I hate to get graphic on it, but shooting somebody once or twice a lot of times does nothing. And there's for a variety of reasons, either drugs or adrenaline. If you, in 1978, the FBI in a very well-publicized, well-documented shootout took on two bank robbers, very violent bank robbers. This isn't the ones down in L.A. This was in Florida before that.
Right.
No body armor that the bad guys had. And in this gunfight, which lasted, I think, like 4 or 5 minutes, the two bank robbers were shot multiple times. The one shot 12 times, but managed to kill two of the FBI officers, put three others off duty because of their injuries, and then wound two others. And there wasn't one drug in his body. The only thing that he had was adrenaline. And he had been shot with four killing shots that would have killed him within a minute or two, but he was still able to keep shooting. Now, that was, if you look at it like this, that when they say, oh, why does a person need a high capacity magazine? Why does a good person need that? It's just what you and Nicole said. You've got to be able to protect yourself. And guess what? If there's two people there or three people and they're on meth or something else, it's going to take more than one shot. It's not a movie.
Even one person on meth. I mean, come on. I'm going to protect myself and my children above and beyond anything else. Someone enters my home, I'm going to empty a magazine, and if I have an extra, give me 2 seconds. I'll empty another.
Okay, I want to take a break on that one. We'll be right back. Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California is our guest. And, Sam, we come back. I want to get your final thoughts on all this and what we can do to try and stop this, because we haven't addressed California yet, and I know there's a bunch of stuff coming down the hill. We'll be right back.
Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Every year, about 40 Shasta County residents die by suicide. Hundreds more are left coping with the aftermath of this tragic loss. But there is hope, and there is help. Suicide is preventable, and the necessary resources, knowledge, and strength exist in our community. It's time. Let's talk. Please join us in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. Learn more at ShastaSuicidePrevention.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:55 in the morning. Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. My co-host today is Nicole Hubert. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Carl.
And we've been talking with Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California. Good morning again, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey, Sheriff Tom Basenko passes on his best. Says you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Well, he's truly one of our hero sheriffs in the state of California who stands up for the Second Amendment, and we'll be looking for his assistance as we fight the battle down in the legislature.
Let's talk about that real quick. We got about 5 minutes left.
Well, in the California legislature, as you can imagine, they are going to do everything they can to abridge our Second Amendment rights with the supermajorities in both houses, and Jerry Brown is the governor. They're going to register ammunition. They're going to register ammunition sellers, require ammunition purchasers to apply for a license to purchase, and then every time you purchase, you'll have to give a thumbprint and write down how much ammunition you do get. They're going to additionally ban, again, high-capacity magazines that are already illegal in the state, but they're trying to do it under these kits that they say that exist, but in fact, they would be banning a flat sheet of metal and a piece of paper that with instructions as to how to fold the metal into a magazine and how to bend a straight piece of wire into a spring. I don't know how they're going to do that. They're calling for all kinds of goofy things. Annual registration of all guns that we own.
It'll cost us money too, right?
Oh yeah, everything will cost us money. They will attempt to tax ammunition and firearms purchases, and the onslaught is immense. We're going to have a very, very difficult battle in the state legislature this year, and with the anti-gun majorities that exist there, we're going to end up in court. I'm confident of that, but that will not prevent us from fighting tooth and nail every step of the way to fight these measures.
Sam, I've got two or three questions in here in the chat room about the ammo issues. You can't buy ammo here because of the shortages, not because it's illegal. Yes. It's what's going on with that?
Ammunition manufacturers are working even harder than gun makers, and it's just that everybody is buying ammunition that the instant it lands on the shelves. Unfortunately, on a business decision, many of the ammunition manufacturers are providing ammunition to their top vendors, and the local gun shops are at the bottom of the list, and that's a shame. We want ammunition to be spread out for people to purchase.
Well, we're even talking about Sportsman's Warehouse. Somebody just said is that they went in there and they could only buy two boxes at a time.
Yeah, and what they're trying to do is make sure that as many people as possible can buy ammunition, and they're trying to prevent the you know, so-called hoarding of guns, and yeah. I can understand that. They're trying to service all of their customers, okay. Not just those that show up first.
Okay, now, Sam, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, www.gunownersca.com, G-U-N-O-W-N-E-R-S-C-A.com, or call us at 916-984-1400. 1400.
Now I want to put a plug in. On March 23rd, the Gun Owners of California are having a dinner and a fundraiser right here in Redding. We're running spots on the station about it. Patrick Jones heads up Gun Owners of California here in Redding. I want people to go to that, because if you don't, if we don't start fighting, we're going to lose our rights. So, Sam.
Carl, Nicole, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam.
Good work of spreading truth and information about justice in America through your show and everything that you folks do. We love you and appreciate you. We wish you a wonderful new year, and please express my love to Linda.
I will do that. And, Sam, trust me, you're going to be on the show a lot here. All right. As soon as we take these messages, we'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a debate that has gun owners nervous.
A lot of the people that take a lot of offense to guns are the ones that don't fully understand their purpose and don't fully understand their capabilities.
She's outside Washington, D.C. Inside, President Obama is considering some restrictions without going to Congress. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The vice president gave the president his recommendations yesterday, and the president's expected to make them public later this week. The VP has already hinted that banning assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines will be a part of the package. Also, stronger background checks, including private sales, and ending restrictions that curtail the federal government's ability to collect data on gun violence. The president says he can do some of this through executive action, but much will need congressional action, and all of it will have to survive likely court challenges. Dave?
Mike, New York's about to get new gun control.
This is not about taking anyone's rights away, but about securing the right of all New Yorkers to live in a safe and free society.
Democrat Jeffrey Klein in the state Senate, which approved it last night. The state assembly expected to pass it today, including restrictions on assault weapons and ammunition. Congress is considering more Hurricane Sandy relief.
More than $50 billion will be considered by the House, though not all at once. Instead, Republicans have broken up an aid package in a pair of amendments. The first, worth about $17 billion, covers immediate needs like housing and transit repairs. Northeast lawmakers are pushing a $33 billion package for mitigation and other long-term projects, but critics argue they're not all related to Superstorm Sandy. Another amendment would force spending cuts to pay for at least some of the disaster relief. Votes are expected this afternoon. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Veterans fresh out of the military can find a job at Walmart. The retailer says it will hire any vet who wants work. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The French keep fighting terrorists in the African nation of Mali, an operation that has U.S. support. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Dave, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta confirming the U.S. is considering what kind of support it can offer France, but...
There is no consideration of putting any American boots on the ground at this time.
French airstrikes over Mali began on Friday with the aim of stopping an advance by rebels linked to Al-Qaeda. French President François Hollande says troops will be there until security has been restored. Paris hopes it will be a quick campaign, but rebel commanders say France has opened the gates of hell. Dave?
Simon, a shooting near the West Bank this morning. Israel's military killed a 17-year-old Palestinian who had reached a barrier separating soldiers from protesters who'd cut through a section of the fence. Police are trying to figure out what happened to a 5-year-old Philadelphia girl. Found early this morning, hiding under a jungle gym in a park. Yesterday, she was abducted by a woman who went to the girl's school and took her out. Whether the girl was sexually assaulted is part of the investigation. She was only wearing a shirt when she was found. A massive case of corruption goes to trial today for counselors in Bell, California.
A position as city council member in the L.A. suburb of Bell is only a part-time one, but six former council members said they served on smaller city boards and gave themselves salaries of nearly $100,000 a year. Prosecutors said those boards only met a few times over the years, and the meetings lasted fewer than 5 minutes. This will not include the trial of the city's former chief administrative officer, Robert Rizzo, and the assistant administrative officer. Rizzo's accused of making $1.5 million in salary and benefits. Their trial scheduled to happen after the council members. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
A private Nashville elementary school is closed this morning after a carbon monoxide leak yesterday put 40 students in the hospital overnight getting oxygen treatments. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Of course, Linda's on sabbatical. My guest co-host is Nicole Huber.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking today about, we've done guns and we talked about what's going on in the county and the city. We had Sam Paredes on earlier talking about the what's happening on the federal level and even more important, what's happening in the state level. Our guest for this next hour, of course, will be Sheriff Tom Basenko, and he's in the studio already. In fact, I think he's already into the chat room. But we've got a couple of, you know, things that we do. And I tell you what, before we get to our have we gotten to Wells Fargo yet?
We're getting there.
Okay, we're ready. Okay, well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute. Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Well, the markets are still negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19 points at 13,488. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1467. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 15 points at 3,102. Active stocks this morning, Ford up 12 cents, trading at 1411. Verizon off 19 cents, trading at 1440. Disney up 3 cents at $50.62 per share. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 7 cents, trading at $16.53. North Valley Bank off a penny at $15.35. Bank of Commerce flat, trading at $4.60. For commodities, gold is up $13.90 per ounce at $1,683. Silver positive 21 cents at $31. Crude oil down 22 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You know, we really enjoy having our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for advice on what's going on Wall Street, what you should do with your money, or just stop by Park Marina Drive. All right, Nicole, we have a giveaway.
We do.
We have a great thing going on.
It's exciting. It is the Disney's The Little Mermaid, presented by the Reading School of the Arts. There is going to be, it's a re-edition of the 2008 Broadway production. This musical's got Part of Your World, the song She's in Love, and Under the Sea, all with live music. There's photo opportunities for your favorite characters after each performance. And we have two complimentary tickets that we're giving away. So I would like you to be the first caller at 530-605-4567
for
two
little
tickets.
Little Mermaid, put on by the Reading School of the Arts. And it's going to be February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. So we're talking about, you got a couple of weeks to plan for it. So the first person that calls is going to, at 530-605-4567, gets two tickets.
And who doesn't love The Little Mermaid?
I love The Little Mermaid.
I mean, it's Ariel. Come on.
Do you like The Little Mermaid, Sheriff Tom?
I remember watching that many, many times when my kids were growing up.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and there's a lot of things we need to talk to Tom about. If you have questions for the sheriff, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or hop into the chat room. The sheriff is in the chat room right now, so he'll be answering them via that media and on the air. Carl Bott, Nicole Huber, This is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, but my co-host today, Nicole Huber, who's dancing over here.
I am digging the music. You've got intro in you.
That's right. That's Bad Bob. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, they are there. Martin was on the show here the other day, and he's given all types of hints on how to save electricity, how to save money on that, because tonight the City Hall is going to vote about this 10% a year increase on electric fees for REU. Oh, my gosh. Another 10%. No matter what you do, and you drop your usage by 10%, it's still going to cost the same. Anyway, but he was given a lot of ideas on that. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. 221-2642. They do great work. Homecomfort.org is their website. All right. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Good morning, Tom.
Welcome. Good morning. How's everybody today?
Great. We've already got people lined up to talk to you. So,
great.
Let's go to the phones if you don't mind right away.
You bet.
Okay. Randy. Good morning. Randy. Randy, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, how are you all doing this morning?
Good morning, Randy.
Colonel, Sheriff, for one thing, I'd like to compliment you and the chief for how well it appears to everybody that you gentlemen are working closely together. To me, that's a first.
Well, thank you very much. It's kind of a team effort between all of us for a common good of our community.
Yeah, my question is this. My CCW I've had for years, and I screwed up and let the thing expire. And do I...
By how long?
Now, I believe I have to go through the whole thing, background check and everything.
By how long?
It's been a year.
It falls under the classification of it depends. If you have not been removed out of the system, you don't have to start all over. If you're still in the DOJ system and they send us, like, if you were arrested down in Southern California, we still get those alerts. No, you don't have to start all over, but you would have to take your 4-hour renewal course. So if you stop by our office or call Service Officer Sean Paisley at 245-6033, he'll be able to answer that question for you.
Oh, super. Thank you so much again for what you do for us.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thanks for calling, Randy. You know, let me throw an attaboy out, Tom, to your people.
Uh-huh.
The people working in the clerk's office and all that, I can't. You know what? They've got a tough job. I was watching yesterday and some people were coming in there. And, I mean, well, I don't have a photo ID. You don't have a photo ID? Well, yeah. I mean, in the mugshots over here, when you know, they've got my photo in plenty of places. And the lady behind the glass looked at him and goes, well, you're going to have an ID besides that one. And he says, you know, those aren't available. Maybe she would have taken that one that shows who he is. A photo ID from being arrested. I mean,
wow.
That I thought that was great. Okay. Sheriff Tom, there's a bunch of questions coming in here. And one of them is that the marijuana question that's going on at the Board of Supervisors in like 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Outlawing, banning the outdoor growth of marijuana.
They're taking that under consideration. It has to go through the whole ordinance process, but they're taking that into consideration. The outdoor grow problem, even under the guise or under the law of 215, the Compassionate Use Act, it is out of control. People are complaining about the smell from their neighbors growing it, can't enjoy their backyard. And that's only for the unincorporated area of the county, because the city of Anderson has their own ordinance, and the city of Redding also has their own ordinance, as well as Shasta Lake. So the board is considering giving staff some direction to make some amendments to it and move it only to indoors of approved structures. Basically, you have to have a permit for the structure. And it's
like a greenhouse.
Kind of like a greenhouse, but it has to be, you know, permitted as if it's big enough to do that and comply with code, building code, et cetera.
So not your living room.
Not your living room, not the spare bedroom, not the attached garage in your house.
Well, if it goes through the permitting, there'll be no building anywhere, you know, if it goes through a small, right?
Well, remember,
just
kidding. He's retiring. So
is he still there?
I think his last day is sometime this month.
Okay. Okay, so what people are saying is, what about people that have legitimate requirements? And there are people out there.
Absolutely.
They have legitimate requirements for medicinal marijuana. What's that do to them?
I don't think those are the people that are actually the problem.
You're absolutely right. The ones that are the problem are the ones that are growing under the guise of 215 and growing hundreds of plants, packaging it up, and essentially selling it out of state or in state both.
Well, let me ask you a question then. That begs to say then is, what are the laws right now on the books?
Laws or ordinances?
Ordinances on the books about for Shasta County.
In Shasta County, you may grow a limited amount based on space. So if you have less than an acre of land, you can grow 60 square feet. And then as the acreage increases, in incremental amounts, say up to over 20 acres, you can grow a maximum of 360 square feet. There are setbacks, which means you can't grow within a certain amount of other residences or within your from a property line. And then you can't grow within 1,000 feet of a school, church, daycare center, bus stop, those things. Bus stop, yes.
So 360 square feet in 20 acres. That's how many plants can you stick in one of those for 360?
Most mature plants take up a space of about 10 square feet.
So that's 36 plants.
Roughly. And 360 square feet is just a little smaller than a two-car garage. Most two-car garages measure about 20 by 20, 21 by 20. This room that we're in is about 144 square feet. It's going to be about 12 by 12 here in the studio here.
Okay, so that's the law. Now,
that's the ordinance.
I'm sorry, that's the ordinance.
Correct.
So then, obviously, the ordinance is being exceeded. That's what the problem is. Is that what you're saying?
We went to a number of residences last year with the code enforcement officer for resource management, and everyone we went to were far and exceeding that growing requirement. Then they had other code violations of illegal structures, tents, trailers not hooked up to proper sewage, and so raw sewage spilling out on the ground, generators running, causing noise disturbances to their neighbors, and the list goes on.
Well, then, does the law say you can, when I say the law, the 215, does that say you can have that 360 feet in that 20 acres?
The 215, the actual 215 or the Compassionate Use Act is silent as to number of plants or growing space.
Okay.
Court decisions currently hold that counties, cities, governments can regulate land use. And that's what this isn't regulating marijuana or growing. This is
land use. Right.
Right.
Okay. So then the bottom line is a lot of people have been complaining because the people that are growing the marijuana are not following the rules. They're out, their safety practices, everything else isn't going by the permits. Plus, and it's impacting on their lives,
mm-hmm.
their neighbors.
Absolutely.
Okay. I understand that.
And so the board wants to look at today, should it give direction to staff to amend the ordinance? They're considering changing it from allowing outdoor growing to only indoor. Also within the ordinance is you can grow indoors in a detached structure. So you can't have an attached garage, but you could grow in a shed.
So is there a limit on how big that structure can be?
Yes.
Is it still the same ordinance?
Still the 360,
ordinance?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. I guess Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're discussing the medical marijuana growth ordinance that's being that could possibly be adjusted today by the Board of Supervisors. We'll be right back.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a Veterans Food Bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. We love Shasta Gas Propane, as we do all of our advertisers. But give them a call at 530-365-3793. They will do the job for you, and they will do it correctly, and they will do it right the first time. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Welcome back to our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and my co-host, Nicole Hubert.
Good morning.
So you're not into this marijuana growing, huh, Nicole?
You know, I'm not. I'm not very educational in this department. I don't grow, and I don't have any friends that do, and I just, you know, it's not never been a part of my life. So I don't, I'm educating. I'm getting some education
now.
Right now.
You know, a big question has come in, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, frankly, this is a guilty pleasure. The Shasta mugshots.
Yeah.
Is that ever going to come back?
Well, Shasta mugshots, excuse me, and there were a number of questions in the chat room, too, so I was trying to multitask and having fat thumbs today and hit the wrong key. Shasta mugshots is a private-run business.
Oh, okay.
And Shasta mugshots took the information off of our website and made theirs and then charged fees for removing your mugshot and advertising and such. Then we did a software upgrade. We're still in the process of that. So the new software didn't talk with our mugshot software, and so that's why that Shasta mugshots couldn't get it off of our website because it's not there. To make that patch or for the two softwares to talk requires a computer programmer guy to write the code for it, which can end up being thousands of dollars.
They just love to hear that. Oh, let me write the code for that.
We're trying to pin that down to see if it is going to be cost effective. Of course, budget dollars are tight. Yeah. And we understand. We put it up so basically someone could call, hey, is somebody in jail? What's their charges? What's their bail? And what's their visiting day? Those are the most questions that the jail
gets. Can we go to your website and get it?
No.
Because we can't get that either. Okay.
The two softwares aren't talking. It's not even on our website. Why Shasta Mugshots can't get it off our website.
So it's not like that you put up like a little firewall there. It's the fact is, right. is you can't even put it up on your website.
I can't even see it. So
well, that doesn't sound right.
We can get the digital photographs, or of course, in the person's folder.
But there's something about... Gosh, you know, on that day you're not feeling really, you know, you're getting a little down, right?
Entertainment.
Yeah, you open it up and you go, oh, my gosh, especially before you and the chief lady come on, I go, how come I never see these people? And the answer always is, are you up between 12 and 3 in the morning and walking the streets?
Right. So that's why we're working on it. We're seeing if we can pin down if it's a reasonable cost, we can make it happen. If it's unreasonable, of course, budget dollars are tight. And yeah. and we
well,
understand
when it gets
that.
Down to it, I'd rather you have keep people rolling
exactly.
out there than you know than that.
You know, we had some other good questions in the chat room. They talked about good cause, and that goes to the CCWs. And what's the reason that you want a CCW for? Here in Shasta County, I do all the concealed weapons permit for the counties and all the cities. My good cause is basically self-defense, personal protection, protection of others, and to comply with the law. That works. You don't have to write a master's thesis of why you need one. That same good cause, even though it's good here in Shasta County, may not be acceptable to another chief of police or to another sheriff in another county.
Well, and that's, we're getting comments that don't even try in Merced County and don't try in a few others. But, you know, you can actually, if you have one from here, you can go up into Southern Oregon in some spots.
Allow reciprocity, acknowledge California. California does not acknowledge any other state's CCW. And same thing, if you took a Shasta County CCW, moved to Los Angeles, and went into Los Angeles to get a CCW, you probably would not get one.
Even though you had one up here?
It's at their discretion.
But you could still carry until that one expired.
Usually you can carry, but if you're moving residencies, permanent residence, it expires 90 days after your permanent move.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
That's in the law and within the.
Why do we have to come in and put our. Say we carry, we got a new pistol to carry, mm-hmm. or in this case, it's a sawed off shotgun, you know, that you carry underneath your coat.
Short barreled shotgun.
Okay, but how come we have to, add that on there? We've already been cleared by you.
State law. That's all state mandates. Now, also, we got about a minute left. Yeah. So, right now, we are just getting inundated with CCW requests. Right now, from 2006, we had about 2,300 CCWs in the county. We're up over 4,000 now.
I'd like to see that number become 5.
Yeah, it could be. Kern County, I believe, is number one in the state. Kern's a big county in population, much larger than Shasta, and they got about 5,000, a little over 5,000. In Los Angeles County of about 5 million plus, I think.
Oh, at least that many.
They got about 1,300 CCWs.
Wow.
A little bit of a difference.
And how much do you want to bet those aren't connected to politicians and a bunch of other little things like that?
Movie stars have one. Somebody told me that Sean Penn recently got one and things like that. So
Sean Penn.
In San Francisco City and County, 2.
2. Okay. Sheriff Thomas Senko is our guest. Nicole Huber is my co-host. And we're going to take a break here for the news. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A high school on Long Island, New York, is put on lockdown with police responding to reports of someone suspicious in the state's capital, Albany.
New York State set to pass the nation's most restrictive gun laws after the state Senate approved it in a 43-18 vote. It's expected to pass the Democratic-led state assembly today.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. In Chicago,
at least 17 heads are now at the Cook County Medical Examiner's office. They were found in a shipment at O'Hare Airport wrapped in plastic. A source tells Fox TV in Chicago that the heads came from Italy. Authorities say foul play is not suspected.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, a coroner's office spokeswoman, says the heads were properly preserved and tagged as research specimens. She had no information about the facility where they were addressed. It's not clear why U.S. Customs stopped the shipment in the first place. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an ENERGY STAR high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an ENERGY STAR heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California. capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Linda's, of course, on sabbatical here. 8:35 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Great people down there doing great work for our community. Nicole Huber is my guest co-host, and what's the weather today there, Nicole?
Oh, well, good morning, Redding. It is cold outside.
How cold is it?
It is so cold. It is tongue frozen to a pole cold outside. It is 28 this morning.
That's not what you said earlier, but that's okay.
We're going to go clean.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to get up to about 59 today. There are going to be winds of 8 to 10 miles per hour, and tomorrow 65 with winds from about 9 to 13 miles an hour. It is going to be breezy out there, so stay warm. The sunshine is tricking you.
And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Take a short drive out of Palo Cedro. Great food, great dinners, brunches, lunches, pizza night on Thursday nights, music on the weekends.
Fun.
Yeah, sporting clays, horseback rides. They're building a beautiful, beautiful new cotillion up there with wrought iron and glass that is going to be a pavilion for people. It's just absolutely beautiful. Give them a call at 474-5546. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, here. And
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Nicole.
Yes, I have a question for you. What is the latest AB 109 alignment?
AB 109 is the Prison Realignment Bill. And we spoke about it a little bit earlier offline that the governor has made a request, legal request, to the federal three-judge panel that basically says, hey, the conditions that existed a few years ago in our prisons don't exist today. So the prisoners are getting better medical care, better mental health care, and there's less crowding. The federal court decision, which was upheld by the Supreme Court, said, hey, California, you got to reduce your prison population and improve conditions, and your prison population can't be over 137.5%. Currently, it's at about 150-something percent, and they missed a benchmark to have releases to a certain point in December, and will miss one coming up in July of 13. The governor said, hey, we'd like to raise it from 137.5 to 145%. Hey, judges, will you let us do that? I'm a bit skeptical. I don't think that the federal court system will allow the governor, the state, to raise that. What that will mean is they will have to hurry up and make a bunch of releases to make those benchmarks by July. I don't know how soon that the court decision will come out. But if they don't do that, then you could see the courts even under more federal restrictions and guidance.
So we could
take them over.
We could just also see then as another 5,000 or 6,000 released, if not more.
Statewide, at least.
At least that many.
At least. Which would be more coming to Shasta County. Remember, we do send a fair amount of people to prison as well. And those people are coming back.
Have we gotten to the point yet where we're releasing bad guys? Everybody in prison is obviously done something.
They're all bad if they're in prison.
You're
referring to low-level offenders.
Yeah, we're talking, some people are burglars, as bad as that is, but they are not thumpers out there that knock people down and hurt them. Are we reaching that point where we're starting to get to
that? A little bit of fallacy to that, because you could be classified as a low-level offender in prison and be scheduled for parole or release under AB 109, but you can have a very violent past. It's counting on the commitment that you're in on is what's considered.
Okay.
Are you going to be released on
parole?
So
you could be I went for a joyride in this, but my last six charges were violent.
Yes, that's correct.
And they don't look at those.
No.
What about the third strike law when they've done away with that? Are people going to go back and people that were in there for the third strike going to be released?
Yes. That's already happening.
It's already
right
happening.
Now. Okay. There's been at least one in Southern California, and then the judges.
When you say one in Southern California, what?
He was the first one. When it first, okay. Right after the election, he was the first one to be released.
Yeah.
And so they're happening across the state. And so under the law, real rough guidelines, is they come up on what would have been scheduled their parole date because the third strike doesn't count or they served their time, so they can automatically get out. Or they can stay in if they're not due on parole, go back to the court and petition the court and says, hey, I want my sentencing looked at again, and would you resentence me to the lesser charge? And then they can get out that way. So there's two new ways they can get out.
No, so there's a possibility of them leaving.
Yeah.
As a mom, that makes me insane.
It was passed by the California voters to amend that.
Yes, and as they've passed other things.
Yes, that I don't agree with.
Well, yeah, but now we're at that point where there's a supermajority in the Assembly and the Senate, and a Democrat for a governor, which tells us something, that this is, you know, obviously the direction at least people seem to want to go in the state. But Tom, at what point, and I want you to, you know, we're going to take a break here, but here's something I want to talk about when we get back. At what point, if a law comes down or they pass something that has to do that directly opposes belief in the Constitution, at what point do you get involved and say enough is enough? And let's just, I want to talk about that when we get back.
That'll be a little bit longer discussion.
Yeah, that's something, because now we're talking about at what point does the sheriff step in.
Right.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Nicole Huber. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical. Nicole Huber.
Hello, Redding.
Who's dancing here?
Staying alive.
Yeah, hey, that's what we're all trying to do. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Rams they have there. Your neighbor's making you great deals. They've got it all, whether it's previously owned or brand new cars, trucks, or SUVs. Not only that, they have a super, super service department that will keep your vehicle on the road. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors, great people. Give them a chance. Sheriff Thomas Finkel is our guest.
Hey, you know, some more great questions in the chat room. They wanted to know, out of all of our prisoners in the jail, how many of them are illegal aliens? We have one in there serving an 8-year sentence.
Yeah, this guy that was in there for like attempted murder or something, wasn't it?
Our guy is in for drugs. Imagine drugs. That. Oh. And in the California State Prison, there are a number of illegal aliens there serving time out, and then when their time is done, they'll be deported.
Okay.
Or can be deported under current law. And then there's another question in there. Hey, didn't we lose 5 parole officers? And there, I guess 5 parole officers did get their pink slips for layoff notices.
That's right.
And there is consideration, and they will be likely closing the Reading Parole Office, Parole Estate, the Reading Parole Office, after June 30th. We don't have a firm date yet of when that after June 30th is, but myself has been in talks with the Undersecretary of CDCR, and then in the near future we'll be meeting with the Director of Paroles here in Reading with Chief Paletti, Chief Johnson from Anderson, and myself to discuss our concerns.
Yeah, and about offering them up some office space someplace.
Yeah, the parole officers, a little bit different than probation. Probation is county. So probation, the clients usually report to probation. Parole, the officers are out in the field checking on their clients, their parolees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, we're going to say, if you need a place to light, make a phone call. Interview a person. If you needed a desk, you could use our interview rooms, basically. Keeps them from traveling back and forth to Red Bluff and losing travel time.
Okay.
That's great.
Before we left, we asked the question about the sheriff being that last bork between an
last,
oppressive
last bork
bulwark.
Bulwark,
a defensive position.
Yes, I know what a bulwark.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, else when you said.
You know what? Anyway, we're an oppressive government, and if they pass so many of these laws that just take away our rights, at what point are you going to step in, or should a sheriff plan on stepping in?
You could see that. It depends on the law, like we discussed. Wonder if they make more restrictions on bullets. That may not be unconstitutional, depending on how they write the law. Or if they said something like, we'll only sell bullets to a certain type of citizen. We're only going to sell them to people with black hair. That would be discriminatory.
Yeah, especially
so that
some
would,
of us.
That would be, yeah, Carl has gray. I have limited hair. So,
Nicole would have to be our pusher.
Well, she has brown hair, so what color is that then? Because it's not the right color of hair. Bit extreme, but it would still be unconstitutional because it would be discriminatory. So then you'd see groups like the NRA, Gun Owners of California, and others taking that on. And you may see sheriffs get on board that as well. When we had AB 962 a couple years ago, which was an ammunitions bill, Sheriff Clay Parker, Tama County, joined with the NRA and sued the state of California that it was unconstitutional. They won that lawsuit, and now it's being decided in the appellate court if it will be upheld.
Yeah. Okay, so essentially what it is they can put onerous regulations on us, but it would not be against the Constitution, so you have to fight it in court. But if it came down to the fact, though, is you cannot, we have decided that you can no longer have concealed carry in this state. Is that legal?
Concealed carry, it may be illegal because out of the Heller decision or McDonald, can't remember which one, those were Supreme Court decisions, basically said, hey, if you have an avenue to carry, you don't have to open carry. And there was another one in Southern California, too, which I can't remember the name of it. So now remember that the governor signed a bill that said, hey, in California, you can't open carry. So the only thing that's allowed.
You can't carry any firearm. Right, any firearm.
So now that only leaves one thing, concealed carry, right, which is moving towards a mandate for a shall issue for issuing authorities, sheriffs and chiefs, for CCWs. And a law last year, SB 610, made some changes to the CCW laws, and we, all of our issuing authorities, myself, had to make a few changes of cleanup language, and then we're just now in the process of getting that all done. I've talked with a group called Gun Owners of California, Cal Guns, on working with the language that's also compatible with them.
Well, now, are we saying is that, so there, you've heard nothing about the concealed carry? I mean, about them trying to do away with that?
No.
Do you believe that if you think that's a constitutional right?
There's a court decision that says, a Supreme Court decision, I believe, that says basically concealed carry is not part of the Second Amendment.
Okay. That's scary.
Yes.
That is real scary.
But because you're still allowed to keep arms. I know that bear is not in there. Right. But you would be allowed to keep arms in your home. You just wouldn't be allowed to concealed carry. It gets down into those very finite points of law in which that's where the lawyers come in on each side of arguing the constitutionality of it.
Okay. All right. So, but we have that right.
We do have
it. We have
it.
Right. We're a very understanding issuing county. Like I said, we have over 4,000 permits, but it's not the same in other California counties.
No, it's not. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. We're talking Second Amendment. We're talking your rights under the law. We're also talking AB 109 and realignment in the jail, Shasta mugshots. You name it, we've got it all here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Nicole Huber, guest co-host here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town.
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Another tree.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Linda's on sabbatical, and Nicole Huber is here with us. Don't worry, Nicole, you didn't say anything bad.
No.
She's here, our guest goes, are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having a great time. I am really looking forward to everything that I'm hearing, and this is great.
Well, it was all started last Friday night when Linda was singing up in Somos, and it just kind of came up about you coming in for it. And, you know, it's, and thank you. And we're going to be having other guest hosts coming in, too. Unlike Tomasenko, when I'm kind of his co-host, because when he comes in, he takes over. Tom, we've got a couple questions, and I know one, we've got a caller on the line, BC.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For Tom, Nicole, and Carl. Question for Tom here. Are your officers armed with hollow point ammunition?
Absolutely.
And so the Department of Homeland Security ordered that huge amount that they ordered. That's what they are. That's why they added. They all have hollow points, evidently.
Don't know that. I don't know what they ordered. I know they ordered a bunch, but I can't
say. A million rounds, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like
they ordered a bunch, but I don't know if they ordered hollow points. I can't say.
Well, it said on this, I'm looking at the computer, it said they ordered hollow points, 450 million rounds, this last order that they ordered. It just seemed like a lot of ammunition there.
It's a bit. Yeah.
If you fit the numbers, they do a lot of target practice.
Yeah. It's almost as much as we shoot here at the studio.
Yeah.
So
Friday night.
Anyway, we only got a few minutes left.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, BC.
There was another question. Another person called in, too, and said, hey, where's your CCW good for? In Shasta County and many other counties, they're good for the entire state of California. You're restricted from carrying in federal facilities. That includes a post office. A visitor center, like out at Whiskey Town Lake, is a federal facility. And in courthouses, like the federal courthouse in Sacramento or any other federal courthouse. And in state courthouses, such as the Superior Court here in Shasta County. Then other issuing authorities, chiefs or sheriffs, may put special restrictions on the CCW. And that would be on the back of the CCW or in a separate attached sheet that if it was in another county, you'd have to be aware of that.
What about going to City Hall?
City Hall, no restriction.
The city council meetings?
No restriction that I'm aware of, like if there was a, not unless there's a city ordinance or something,
okay.
But I don't believe there is.
All right, that makes sense.
If you, can you go to school? Yes, because there's an exemption under 626.9L, I believe, of the penal code that says, if you have a CCW, you're exempt from the gun-free school zone.
Really?
Wow,
however,
I did not know
if
that.
You're a student, like, say, a college student, and you're carrying, you might be legal, but you could get in trouble with the school and be disciplined or expelled because most school rules say no guns on campus. And even though you have a legal carry, then you could be disciplined because of not following school rules.
Right.
Well, I can understand it, but however, you know, like, when I think about that, I think about what's happened at our schools, and if you've got a legal license to carry, as long as you're not stupid,
right?
That you know, might want to be able to protect yourself and the people around you.
So,
you know, Tom, you know, this big debate after what happened at Sandy Hook. You know, we talked about it, you know, a couple weeks ago. In fact, it's the real thing is securing our schools, safeguarding our schools, because this gun debate is going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we need to do there's some simple things. But
doors that lock from the inside of the classroom. Even here in Shasta County, there's many classrooms that the teachers can't lock them from the inside. Curtains or shades that can be drawn across the windows, because most classrooms have windows. It puts up at least a visual barrier for those active shooters. And that has been proven effective as well. Some teachers even put like pieces of paper up in the door window. We've mentioned it, much like they've hardened the cockpits of our airlines with Kevlar doors and special locks, those same things could happen in the schools as well. It's not cheap, but it can be hardened, hardening the target, as we've said before, without turning our schools into a fortified prison, essentially.
Which is exactly the opposite of what we want, but there's ways of making it safer. Tom Basenko, our sheriff, thank you so much for coming
by.
Okay.
And, well, I got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, Nicole Huber.
Thanks a lot. This has been fabulous.
You want to come back sometime then?
You betcha.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking to about the homeless situation right here in Reading, in the North State. That, you know, a lot of people are out there panhandling, taking thousands and thousands of dollars away from the homeless and our city. We want to discuss that tomorrow right here on KCNR 1460. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They do it from time to time on the House floor. Read the Constitution.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Kansas Republican Congressman Kevin Yoder as members of Congress take turns, but this time the reading comes amid a growing national debate over gun rights and gun control. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
And the Second Amendment guaranteeing the right to bear arms will likely be at the center of the debate that's already starting after the Sandy Hook massacre. Later this week, the president will formally release his recommendations to reduce the possibility of future mass killings. It's expected to include a ban on assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines, wider background check requirements, and more federal data gathering on gun violence. The National Rifle Association is expected to mount strong resistance. Lisa?
Well, meantime, Mike, what's being called the toughest gun law in the nation is heading for a final vote in New York, the state assembly taking up what passed the state Senate yesterday. Among the bill's goals, tightening New